The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, tomorrow is the closing date for the CAO's Change of Mind facility, and here to answer all your questions about changing your college course choices, we're joined by Brian Mooney, Guidance Counsellor and Education Columnist with the Irish Times. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning again.
Now, I was looking at a press release from the CAO, and there's, you know, the practical advice, make sure to check your application and all your course codes are correct. When entering new courses or editing existing course choices, applicants must list all courses on the new choices list in their proposal.
Not just the change.
Yeah, not just the change. That they're important kind of bureaucratic details. That
and they're also, Pat, by the way, remember last year the students who didn't get their offers because there was inaccuracies in the transfer of their Leaving Cert number across from the State Exams Commission, and they didn't spot it and they didn't get an offer. Make sure that all the data on your record is accurate. And if it says 000 for your Leaving Cert number, there's a problem. So you need to contact the CAO now. That gets us sorted. Otherwise, you won't get your offer.
Now, let's talk about the headlines. Are you hearing any horror stories post-Leaving Cert now?
No, absolutely not. The problem from day one, as you and I have talked about on a number of occasions, was really the issue around the teacher corrections. And, you know, that's why we've been pushed out to a large extent. Yes, we have to ensure that anybody who didn't sit the exam because of COVID or because of a family bereavement have the opportunity now to sit the Leaving Cert in July. And obviously there is the adjustment going to take place. But as such, I think the exam went relatively well. I didn't hear any horror stories.
Now, I was out dining in Cork the night before last and just came across a birthday party of secondary teachers, about 16 of them there. And just randomly, I said, how many of you are correcting Leaving Cert papers? Yeah. Two hands went up.
Two, yeah.
Yeah.
It's culturally, Pat, it's changed. They just don't want to do it anymore. And really, really, the State Exams Commission, you know, is in a really difficult position here because the system has always been that teachers traditionally, and I did it in my own youth, you know, corrected scripts. It was part of, you know, becoming maybe better in terms of your subject teaching or whatever. But, you know, the year is a really tough year for the last number of years, obviously with COVID, etc. And people just think they want to do other things with their summer. You know, so it's going to be a problem.
Okay, and it's one we're alert to now, and therefore something can be done about it. Brian, what the pressure on places in medicine, for example, what does the HPAT now, along with the projected points, tell us about who's likely to get in and who's not going to get in?
Well, here's the thing, Pat. As you know, Minister Harris created an additional, or has funded and agreed with the universities for an additional 1,000 places, of which 60 are in medicine. And I'm in the good position to be able to tell you where the rest of them are this morning. There's 235 of them in ICT. There's 138 of them in architecture and construction. There's 143 extra places in nursing. There is 112 in engineering, 64 in education, 69 in biological and related sciences, 59 in welfare, 58 in other healthcare, 27 in environmental courses, and 88 otherwise throughout the system. Now, what that actually means, Pat, is that people who are looking at their choices and thinking, I won't get the points, or I will get the points, or the points might be too high, we don't know what the points are going to be, because if you've created another additional 1,000 places targeted at specific areas, that's going to bring the points down. So students need to be aware. And as you can see from the CAO press release, there are 4,000 applicants to the CAO who put in an application back in January who haven't given a single course choice yet. So either they've decided they're not going to college, which obviously brings down the numbers substantially by 4,000, or they're going to do it in the next 24 hours. But if they don't do it in the next 24 hours, that's it. They won't be applying this year. But students who are applying, Pat, need to look at the basic rule of the CAO. Put in the courses that you want now in the order you want them. And don't be trying to second guess either how you did in the exam or what the points are going to be. Because if there are additional places, that means they're going to keep working down through those additional places in terms of CAO points, and they're going to change the points.
Yeah. So therefore, keep your ambitions high. Go for what you'd really like to do, irrespective of how iffy you feel about your exam, because you never know what the extra places are going to do to the points required. The second thing is, Brian, you know, I looked through the college prospectuses years ago, and some of the courses, they looked really fantastic. And how do you find out whether or not it's just bombast on the part of the colleges and that the courses aren't really that great at all?
That's what the colleges have been doing, Pat, in relation to, you know, open days. For during COVID, obviously, there were very few physical open days. This year, there have been some, and students have got the opportunity to go on campus. And some students have actually used the opportunity to go on campus when, in fact, they've had a midterm break or something to see what it really feels like. And some students talk to other students, etc., who have done the course previously, and, you know, they've done their research. Obviously, there's a huge issue now relating to accommodation. I mean, you know, you may put down the courses in the order you want them, but you must also be mindful of that means I'm going to be living away from home. And if it's in the Dublin region, you and I know what that's going to mean in terms of the cost of accommodation, particularly with the pressure on accommodation, you know, at the moment. With the Ukrainians are in a lot of the student accommodation, they'll be moving out. But obviously the accommodation outside the campuses, there's a huge pressure on that and the costs are going to be very high. So again, you need to be aware. Don't go for a course and then find absolutely I can't afford this. Obviously, the SUSE grant will obviously be helpful, and that's going to be increasing the number of students who are going to get that this year again through an action by Minister Harris. So effectively, you need to look at all of the factors in relation to this. But ultimately, you know, you have now got 24 hours to sit down and, as we said previously, look at what is it that I really want to do. You know, do I understand that course? Do I understand where it leads? Do I understand its progression opportunities in terms of postgraduate, the job opportunities? You know, don't be too worried about the points for last year, you know, within reason. Yeah. I mean, if you feel you're hundreds of points off a particular course, then obviously it's not.
And if you live in the west of Ireland and you don't have the money and SUSE is not going to, you know, provide enough money, you might have to forget about Dublin, for example. It's too dear.
You might have to forget about, you know, particular locations. And there's also another reason why maybe, 4,000 people haven't filled in a course. You know, as we discussed at the beginning of this piece, you know, there are greater opportunities in apprenticeship and further education. Colleges can often provide that 1 year testing out a course. Testing out so you can do pre-science or pre-law or pre-business or pre-whatever, you know, for a year at level five. Because remember, Pat, if you go into a degree course and you study it for a year and it's not for you, when you come back the following year to another degree course, the HEA will not be funding you. And effectively, instead of being 3,000, you'll be paying maybe 10 or 12,000. And for some families, that's completely beyond what they're capable of funding. So effectively, you know, it may be a case that a further education course for 12 months testing out an interest area.
And they are not expensive at all, these further education courses.
No, a couple of hundred euros at max.
Now, a lot of people, they'll be looking at the level 8 courses and saying, that's for me. But there are level 6 and level 7 options, 10 of them available to you as well. Should you fill in both?
Absolutely, and you will be made an offer on both. And obviously, for instance, if you are looking at a degree course at level 8 where you may not get the points, you might get an offer lower down your level 8, but not something you really wanted. But you might get your dream course offered at level 6. In that case, for instance, you know, business management in TUD, which was the DIT, you know, they have a level 6 in business, which takes you automatically into their level 8 program after 2 years if you get your 2-1 in your cert, and that enables you to have your level 8 degree. And there are many other examples all around the country. So effectively, use the level 6 course, you know, wisely to ensure that you actually end up getting an offer for the actual degree program that you want.
Now, what about looking at your prospects, your job prospects based on the course you do? Is that wise to take that into account? Obviously, you know, you can go for medicine and doctors will always be employed.
Yes.
You go for architecture and then we have another recession. Yes. Do you know what I mean? Do you think, or do you go for ICT because there's loads of tech jobs?
Time. we had the huge recession, and nobody wanted to go for architecture or construction management or all of those degree programs. And there was a real struggle for the colleges. They were down to handfuls of students. But the cranes were all gone from Dublin. But I went to a conference on education out in Qatar right back at the very beginning when they got the World Cup. And I met all these young Irish people who were out there building, roads and infrastructure for that the World Cup, which is coming up now in the autumn. And many others went to Wellington, Australia, when they had their earthquake. So effectively, even though we can have recessions in particular professions, I would always say, if the profession is for you, you will work through recessions, but you may have to go abroad for a number of years. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if the profession is for you, you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to feel good about yourself, you're going to enjoy your work, and that's going to, give your overall life a quality which you wouldn't have if you're doing something that you did for a strategic reason. But there will be changes in employment, because ultimately, when you go to college, as you and I remember, Pat, you learn so much more outside the lecture theatre as well as inside the lecture theatre. It's a growing up process, and students should involve themselves, the students who are going this year fully, and with COVID hopefully on the wane, and hopefully it stays on the wane, they will be able to engage in clubs and societies, and they'll be able to grow as human beings over that 3 or 4 year period, because an employer is looking at you, not just the degree, obviously in relation to specific disciplines like medicine and architecture. Obviously, there are specific careers coming out of it. But if you go for an arts degree or a business degree or a science degree or a law degree, the world is your oyster. And ultimately, at the end of the day, college is a holistic experience, not just the degree program. So it's important in selecting your colleges and your courses, you look at the opportunities that the college provides as well as the course provides.
Well, the main thing is, for anyone who hasn't done it, change of mind or indeed application to use their Leaving Cert to get into college this year, log on to cao.ie. And of course, the deadline is 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, 1st of July. So get the finger out. That's the message. Brian, thank you very much for joining us. Brian Mooney, guidance counsellor and education columnist with the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m.